I wanted to talk a little bit about taking the diaper off the baby. In our practice, we begin our practice with the Gatha of Atonement. And the last two lines of the Gatha of Atonement are, I vow to live fully present in every moment and look upon all beings with eyes of compassion. What do these words really mean in our day-to-day lives? Because our day-to-day lives are lived out in specific moments of interaction with other people or things and so forth. So the words in that gatha are sort of concept of thing. I can say those and they mean something to me, and you can say them and they mean something to you. And in a lot of ways, I think that those particular words kind of boil down to the essence of what this practice might be and how we work with what we work with in this practice. So there's some things that I'm pretty attentive to and I'm pretty aware of. Oftentimes that has to do, let's say, with my work. And a lot of us are pretty attentive to what goes on in our work life. So if you work with clay, and you're making objects and you're heating those objects in a very hot oven, you have to be really aware of what's going on. Or if what you do is climbing in trees and that kind of stuff, you have to be really aware of what you're doing and have a tremendous focus on that. And that's probably true with, there's something probably in your life that you're very attentive to. And there's probably other things in your life that you're really clueless about. Although I'm better at it than I was, I'm pretty clueless about certain things in terms of taking care of young kids. So my wife, on the other hand, is very attuned to that. Yesterday we were in Morristown. There was a music festival there, and we met some friends, and we took a walk with them. And they have an infant, about a year and a half. And we walked into town with the infant, and we stayed there, and we met some people that we knew, and it was a long walk. It took about maybe half hour, 45 minutes to get from their house into the Morristown Green. And then we hung out there for a while, and then we started to come back. And the baby had been really good for that entire period of time. But as we were walking back, the baby became really fussy and didn't want to sit in a stroller anymore. And he was all kinds of unhappy. And as we were walking back to the house, we passed a school. And there was a pretty good expanse of grass there. So the baby wanted to stretch his leg. So he did that. And he was still a little bit on the fussy side. So my wife said, take off his diaper, because it was full. And so that's what they did. They took off his diaper. And the baby was very happy from that point forward. Now his father said, well, if I take off his diaper, he's probably going to pee on me. But it was kind of okay, because that's what you have to do. If you have a baby and you take off the diaper and the baby might pee on you, you have to be more careful about how you handle the baby. But I would have never thought of that. And my wife, she's been a mother for a long time, and our friends, even though they're older, they had the baby in their 40s. This is their first child, and she's learning as she's going. But that's what my wife was attentive to in that moment. So when you're with a baby, you have to be in the moment with that baby and sort of be very present to what's going on in their lives, because they can't tell you what that is. And the same thing with our own lives. Oftentimes, even though it's our own life, we don't really tell ourselves or don't give ourselves the chance to tell ourselves what's really going on with us. And so this practice gives us the opportunity to stop and do that and sort of take off our own diapers when we need to, so to speak.